You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
From the World Cup planning coverage.
It's difficult in this city, right, to speak about football or soccer, but go Birds, this I learned it already.
To budget hearings in the chambers of City Hall.
It is a tough time. There were a lot of contracts that were in place that won't be honored by the federal government now.
It was a busy week indeed for KYW News Radio's intrepid City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. I'm Brian Seltzer, along with Sabrina Boyd-Serka. We are filling in this week for Matt Leon on the Week in Philly. We're going to talk about FIFA's visit, a big conference addressing America's main streets, and yes, those famed food trucks in University City with Pat Loeb, who joins us now. But Pat, let's get down to the business of City Hall budget hearings. Continuing this week, the Philadelphia Police Department front and center, specifically to talk about the progress of its drone program. Pat, what's the update on that?
Well, now, that was an interesting thing that the skeptics actually brought up the drones. And, you know, what are the police doing with drones? Are they going to use them to surveil people? And it was a very skeptical line of questioning. But it gave the police department a chance to brag about the fantastic things that drones are doing. One example was at the Thanksgiving Day parade, a kid with autism wandered away from his mother. She couldn't find him. She was frantic. She told the police. The police sent a drone up with a description of his clothing, found him, drove her in a car to where he was, and they were reunited. And they sent us a video, actually, that I believe is on our website. And it's very heartwarming that they were reunited by drones.
Technology in action. Love it. A theme underscoring, it seems like, a lot of the city department's budget hearings that we've been learning about over the last couple of days and weeks is how federal policy is trickling down here at the local level. What did the Philadelphia Energy Authority have to say about how changes are affecting them?
Okay, well, they're one of the chief sufferers from federal budget cuts because they got so much money from the bipartisan infrastructure bill and the Inflation Reduction Act. That money was the first thing that the Trump administration went after, pulling back all that money. And so they lost lots of grants, at least $16 million worth of direct grants. They have been a fantastic return on investment. The city has actually put very little from the general fund budget into the Philadelphia Energy Authority. And yet it has created, in its 9 years of existence, 8,300 jobs. And it's leveraged $1 billion in investments. It now provides 25% of the energy that the city uses in its buildings with a solar farm in Adams County. So it's been a model of government efficiency, ironically, but the city has not had to fund it very heavily. They were actually hoping to double what they got last year. They say they need $10 million to stay afloat in light of all these budget cuts.
As timing would have it, budget hearings were taking place amid the annual Main Street America Conference, which this year was held in Center City. What were some of the big topics of discussion? What'd you learn?
As with everywhere you go, the economy is the big topic, especially these are economic development professionals and they are watching the economy implode. But they were optimistic. It is an optimistic group. These are groups that have saved downtowns across the country and small towns and big cities, you know, nose to the grindstone. We have to find new funding sources maybe, but they're going to continue their work. And Governor Shapiro was the keynote speaker on the first day, and he also had a very optimistic message. And he himself was putting some state money into several of the main streets in Pennsylvania that need that kind of resuscitation.
Well, we know that one potential big boost for Philadelphia and the economy here next year in 2026, the World Cup, and FIFA leadership was in town at the end of this past week. What were they doing here?
Yes, Gianni Infantino himself, the president of FIFA, was here to check out Lemon Hill, which is going to be the site of the FanFest next year for the World Cup. But he also announced that FIFA would be giving Philadelphia $1 million as a legacy gift to create soccer fields for kids and of course, also for adults. He knew the difference between American football and soccer. Got everybody excited when he said, go birds. So yeah, big economic boost from FIFA for Philadelphia.
Last thing for you, Pat, and perhaps not to bury the lead, but something very near and dear to my heart appears to be under siege and attack. University City food trucks, Drexel is cracking down on them.
They say it's a safety issue. They say pedestrians trying to cross the street, their view is blocked by the food trucks, or they encroach on sidewalk areas and pedestrians have to go into the street. And so they have some safety issues with the food trucks. But this is a longstanding problem that they've had with them. They've been trying to get rid of them since the mid-teens. The old city councilwoman was actually sympathetic to them. She passed legislation that banned food trucks on a certain part of Drexel's campus, but the current city council member is a big food truck fan. And she said, not on my watch. And she introduced two bills at this week's city council session. One would take back the 3100 block of Ludlow Street, make it city property again. It's been under the jurisdiction of Drexel. And a second bill would legalize overnight food truck parking, at least on that block.
Hopefully there will be some sort of compromise. KYW News Radio City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb, thanks as always for the time.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.